Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And our guest today is Jean Hoffman, co-founder and editor of HeelsFirstTravel.com. She spent years taking advantage of great travel deals and now shares these secrets with others on the blog. She's here today to share some easy steps you can take to upgrade that travel. So welcome, Jean.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. We are always game for finding out how to get the great deals on traveling. So how can listeners find cheap trips to exciting places? Like your trip, you went to Jamaica for the day.
Yes. Yes, I found to Jamaica for the day. I found to Pensacola for the day because I found great fares that made it cheaper to go down there than to drive out and face the traffic to go out to Virginia Beach, which is near me. So there's a few websites that are great to know about in order to find deals like this. First one is there's a location you've been wanting to go to, like you specifically have wanted to go to Aruba for the longest time. If you go to airfarewatchdog.com, you can type in the route that you want to take. So let's say you want to go from New York City to Aruba. You type that route in and you can actually save it. And it'll email you when there's a great deal between those two locations. So it'll watch your flights for you so you could find a steal when it comes up. You can also type in your city and it'll also email you weekly updates on what great steals are coming out of your city in the next few months. So if you wanted to just kind of look at what was available and book based on what sounded exciting, you can do that too. Another great option is google.com/flights. So if you want to go to the Caribbean, but you're not necessarily excited specifically for Aruba, you just want to go to the Caribbean, you can type in the week that you're free or whatever days that you're free into the top and zoom in on the map, and it'll actually have all of the little cities pop up with how much it costs to go there during your vacation time. So you can look at a picture of the Caribbean and just pick which one is the cheapest to go.
Wow. I never even knew that. We're learning so much already. It's the first question, and Jean is blowing my mind with all of her tips. So I think that's great. Now, how about this? When you're talking about cheap, when you are watching your budget, does that mean you have to stay in sketchy places or no?
No, it doesn't at all. Because when you're looking at prices of different places, it can be misleading because they can include different things. So the sketchy place, you might be paying, let's say, $100 just for your room, but there's ways to upgrade, let's say, a $150 room at a nicer place into having more benefits. One website you could check out is virtuoso.com, and what it does is it lists what hotels have different benefits with travel agents. So sometimes you can stay at a hotel and it comes with a $100 credit towards food if you book through a travel agent. So it turns that $150 room into essentially a $50 room if you're already planning on spending $100 or so on dinner. Or even if you're only planning on spending $50, you get an upgraded dinner too, plus a nicer room than you would have spent at the cheaper hotel. And you can also find these types of deals sometimes on Expedia and Orbitz. If you look at the description for hotels that cost more instead of just looking at the price, sometimes it says includes a resort credit of $50 or $75. And what that means is basically you can eat dinner on the resort for free.
And that brings me to my next question in talking about food when you're traveling, right? So you have these credits that can be available when you are reserving rooms and linked and to your hotel. What about outside of your hotel? What do you suggest for people who want to save some money on individual restaurants?
Sure. So when you're in an unfamiliar town and you don't really know where you want to eat, your instinct is to go to the place that's the closest and just keep looking at menus until something's in your budget. But there's this app that everyone should download. It's available both on Android and Apple. It's called the Happy Hour Anywhere app, and this is by GoTime. And what it does is it uses your GPS location to identify exactly where you are. And then it tells you, it sounds like just drinks because it's happy hour, but it tells you what all of the food and drink specials are around you. So I love using this in Vegas, for example, because it has all of those top restaurants built into the system, and they might have an hour or two where their food is discounted by half. So the app will tell you this restaurant by you has all of their appetizers half price right now, and you know you can go there and get a real bargain on top quality food.
That's pretty cool. You could do that at home if you want to.
Yep, you can do that. I do that at home.
Yeah.
Yep, I use it all the time.
I am going to download that the second I hang up from this podcast. I promise, Jean, your tips are already getting put to good use. That's for sure. Now, what about, are there any differences between doing travel domestically versus internationally? Any secrets to international travel on the cheap?
Sure. So international travel, if you have airline miles, that's the best use of them rather than using them for domestic travel. So if you've been wanting to go to Europe and you've been flying domestically, it may be tempting to use those miles to go to California from New York or something like that. But you should really save them up for the international travel because you can save thousands. And also the point difference between first class and domestic isn't that much. So if you've ever dreamed to be in first class, save up those miles because it's only a few 10,000s of points more to stay in the front of the airplane, which I've done before, and it's an experience that can't be missed. I think everyone should try it sometime in their lifetime because it's incredible. And there's different ways that you could get these points other than just flying. So one other huge thing I do in my routine that's very simple but adds up to a ton of points that I can use for this international travel is going to this website. It's called evreward.com. So EV as in Victor, reward.com. And when you're doing your online shopping, you can type in what store you're shopping at. And it tells you what you can do to earn the most airline miles while you're shopping. So it might say, log in through the airline website and access the stores through there. And you could get something like 20 points per dollar that you spend in your shopping, which can really add up, especially in the holiday season.
So, Jean, you're telling me that I can get airline miles without flying?
Yes, just from your normal online shopping.
Well, that is pretty cool. I wish we spoke to you about 3 weeks ago, so we had our podcast for everybody on Black Friday, but this should be
right
up and Cyber Monday. This should be up, our podcast, of course, in plenty of time for the holiday season and shoppers to take advantage of that. Now, that is a really cool secret. So EV, as in Victor, reward.com, and then you can go and get some airline miles by sitting on your butt, which is great.
Exactly.
Which is great. So, of course, you're giving us some fantastic tips here. I'm going to be listening to this over and over again to make sure I get them all down. But what are the mistakes, the big mistakes that people make when trying to take advantage of these travel deals?
So I would say there are three major mistakes that people make when trying to take advantage of travel deals. The first is not reading the terms and conditions. So something might say that you can get this wonderful spa package if you book at this resort. And then there's an asterisk. And the asterisk says, if you sit through a three-hour timeshare show that they're putting on, or if you also agree to book again at the location in the future. So there's all these asterisks you have to watch out for that commit you financially or commit your time when you're traveling. So you want to make sure that the deal is actually a deal and not something that just looks like a deal. The second big mistake that people make is they lock into specific deals. So there might be a deal on Groupon.com or LivingSocial.com that advertises either a great flight or a great hotel. But you need to make sure that the rates for both the flights and the hotels are great for when you want to travel. So it might be great if you get $60 a night to an exciting hotel in New Orleans. But if the airfare ends up being $700, that erases all of the savings that you get from using the Groupon or Living Social sites. So really look into something more flexible than those if you want to save and make sure that you could save on both your airfare and your hotel. The third way that people make mistakes is they want to fly low-cost carriers, but they don't know all of the details and the extra fees. So a huge offender is Spirit Airlines because they advertise the lowest airfare usually of any other airline. But people don't usually realize that they can charge you up to $100 for a carry-on bag. not to mention the fees for checked baggage. And they also charge you fees if you don't print your boarding pass out ahead of time. They charge you a hefty fee if you print it out at the airport. So all of these fees add up to much more than the cost of a regular carrier rather than a low-cost carrier. So you're flying a worse airline and paying more money, even though you paid less up front.
Well, Jean, I'll tell you, that's not very much in good spirit for that airline.
It's an ironic name.
I couldn't help myself when you were talking. I'm like, well, that's not very nice. So, but anyway, Jean, thank you so much for coming on. I am not kidding when I'm saying you've given us a lot of really, really good information. I'm going to be sure to share this podcast as we do with all of them so people can take advantage and check you out. Everyone can check Jean Hoffman out. She's a writer for HeelsFirstTravel.com. That's H-E-E-L-S. HeelsFirstTravel.com. Check out the website. More travel advice, good deals, up-to-date stuff, current information. And thanks again, Jean. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com. Discover that blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.